Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 25th. You'll be interested to know, 62 years ago, today in 1963, President John F. Kennedy's funeral brought the nation together in a solemn, dignified state ceremony that honored his leadership and sacrifice. The procession and televised memorials created a shared public mourning that strengthened American civic rituals and set a precedent for modern presidential funerary honors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 30 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Tuesday with a high near 52 and a light southwest wind at 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect rain before 1 a.m., along with patchy fog and a low of 46, with temperatures rising to around 52 and a south wind around 7 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 8, with a high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be cloudy with a chance of rain showers early and a high near 61, with a south wind around 8 miles per hour and light rainfall possible. Wednesday night brings a chance of showers before midnight with a low near 40 and southwest winds 6 to 9 miles per hour gusting as high as 22. Then Thanksgiving Day turns mostly sunny and colder with highs near 47 and west winds 10 to 14 miles per hour gusting to 24. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massport has designated the owners of several Boston marinas to take over an aging working jetty in the seaport, according to the Boston Globe. This decision is significant as it will introduce a new use to one of the last empty parcels on the South Boston waterfront. Boston Marine Terminal Limited Liability Company, owned by Chuck and Ann Lagasse, will redevelop the 16-acre North Jetty site at the Raymond L. Flynn Marine Park. The Lagasse family, who owns several Boston Harbor marinas, will manage ship repair and freight operations while rebuilding the deteriorating 1,000-foot space. Massport will contribute $20 million in state money for these repairs, with the potential to add 400 jobs. Now on to sports. Christian McCaffrey gained 142 yards from scrimmage and scored a touchdown in his first game against Carolina since he was traded away 3 years ago, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 20-9 victory over the Panthers on Monday Night Football. McCaffrey's big night helped the 49ers, with an overall record of 8 wins and 4 losses, overcome 3 interceptions by Brock Purdy in the first half. Bryce Young and the Panthers, with a record of 6 wins and 6 losses, struggled to capitalize on opportunities. Young completed 169 passing yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The 49ers went conservative in the second half, relying mostly on McCaffrey and short passes. In local sports, after avoiding the injury bug for most of the season, the Pats faced serious losses in their Week 12 win against the Bengals. Starting lineman Jared Wilson was carted off after the first drive, followed by rookie left tackle Will Campbell later in the game. Fortunately, on Monday morning, updates about their injuries brought some good news. Campbell suffered an MCL sprain that should only sideline him for a few weeks, while Wilson is expected to recover from a high ankle sprain in time for the playoffs. This news is crucial for the Patriots' playoff hopes. In top news, scientists searching for new ways to combat cancer may have uncovered a promising lead in the DNA of the bowhead whale. The findings published in the journal Nature highlight how long-lived animals like the bowhead manage to avoid cancer despite having more cells. Vera Gorbanova, a biologist at the University of Rochester, suggests these animals have evolved additional protections from cancer. The bowhead whale utilizes a protein that excels at repairing broken DNA, maintaining healthy cells, and preventing mutations, rather than eliminating malignant ones. This research could ultimately benefit human health and provide insights into cancer resistance in various species. In business news, the S&P 493 reveals a very different United States economy. While a few trillion-dollar companies are powering market gains, most other businesses are struggling. This year has been good for the stock market, but the S&P 500's gains are driven by a small number of artificial intelligence-focused companies. The Magnificent Seven includes Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Economists express concerns about other companies not benefiting from this AI investment boom. The S&P 493 shows weaker performance among smaller firms, highlighting economic struggles outside the tech sector. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,900. And XRP is up 8% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists observed a man move energy with his mind, leading to classified research. In a Stanford laboratory, an unexplained event triggered years of secret psychic studies during the Cold War. The concept suggests that the mind may manipulate the surrounding world. In 1972, an artist named Ingo Swann allegedly altered a magnetic field in a sealed vacuum chamber simply by thinking. This incident initiated Project Stargate, one of the most surreal programs in United States government history. The government aimed to train psychic spies who could see across time and space through remote viewing techniques. And in entertainment news, Scarlett Johansson is set to star in Mike Flanagan's new Exorcist movie. Universal and Blumhouse hope to reboot the religious horror franchise after scrapping a trilogy planned around 2023's The Exorcist Believer. Flanagan stated, "Scarlett is a brilliant actress whose captivating performances always feel grounded and real." The film, which will be the franchise's seventh from as many directors, is set to shoot in New York City. Flanagan's film will tell an all-new story set in the Exorcist universe. Despite a global gross of roughly $137 million, Believer faced financial underperformance and critical reviews. Flanagan describes his Exorcist movie as the scariest movie I've ever made. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and historian, David McCullough. And he said, "History is who we are and why we are the way we are." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.